I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The DeKalb County Commission has voted to move a Confederate monument from the square in downtown Decatur. But as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the 30-foot obelisk still has to stay in public.
State law says Confederate monuments can't be relocated, concealed, obscured, or altered, but governments can take action to preserve or protect them. A legal opinion from the county attorney says they can move it as long as it stays publicly accessible. Sarah Patnod is the co-founder of Hate Free Decatur, a local group that spearheaded the change.
We hope that this will help spur the city of Atlanta to taking action on the recommendations that they received, and that this is going to open up the doors for other communities to also consider what they want to do with their monument.
The commission will now seek public feedback on where the monument should go. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
At least 11 people in Metro Atlanta have died from hypothermia since the beginning of December. According to Fulton County Medical Examiner records, at least 8 of those people were homeless. 7 deaths happened in December and 4 have happened this month. The agency reports that the city has plans to find shelter for homeless people in the area. Governor Nathan Deal is speaking against renewed efforts to pass religious liberty laws in Georgia. The controversial legislation would allow people and businesses to refuse to work with individuals based on religious grounds. In an interview with WSB, Deal says religious liberty laws could alienate companies and push them away from the state.
I don't see any reason at this point in time for us to create those kinds of impediments to job opportunities for our children and job opportunities for their children.
Deal vetoed a religious liberty bill in 2015 after companies threatened to boycott the state if the law passed. CNN President Jeff Zucker is working to reassure employees that they are safe. This after a Michigan man was arrested after threatening to commit mass murder at CNN headquarters in Atlanta. Multiple news outlets report that 19-year-old Brandon Gressimer made 22 calls to CNN earlier this month, saying, among other things, quote, "fake news. I'm coming to gun you all down." He's also accused of making racist comments about African-Americans and Muslims in the calls. Investigators were able to trace the caller. He's been released on a $10,000 bond. In a note sent to employees, Zucker assured people that their safety is important, saying, quote, "sadly, this is part of the reality we live in as members of the media." For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.